Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Welcome back to another episode of Blue Collar BS with Brad and Steve. How are you today, Mr. Doyle?
Doing good, Mr. Herder. How are you doing?
I am absolutely fantastic. What do we got for today's topic?
So today's topic is actually an article found on Resume Builder, where the topic is all around that 3 in 4 managers find it difficult to work with Gen Z.
Cool. Here's the thing that we're a little pretense for our listeners here, right? Obviously, we have a bias towards Gen Z.
Just a little.
For our opportunities. The thing that doesn't come out in this survey is what generations the managers are from to understand where those differences are coming from. So, you know, they do have 1,344 respondents along the way. So what did you find most interesting about this article?
So honestly, going through the article, more shocking to me is just how just the flat 74-75% of managers just flat out, they say Gen Z is the most challenging generation to work with. And if we peel back that a little bit more to why they believe that's, you know, why so many believe that, it's really interesting when we dig down into the numbers, right? It's they find that they lack technological skills. Find that very interesting.
Difficult. I find that very difficult to believe, whether it's technological skills or application of knowledge.
Right. Right. You know, and you keep diving down into it, and this may or may not be true, but find this interesting, where 37% think it comes down to effort or the lack of effort because that they provide. And then along that, motivation. So effort and motivation are tied right up there. So very interesting how this survey pins Gen Z.
Right. And when I read through it, my first thing was, did you set the expectations?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Right. Because we both know and have witnessed that the efficiency that Gen Z is bringing into the workplace is very different, right?
Absolutely.
They're not going to come in and say, hey, I've got 45 minutes worth of work, but I need to be here today for 8 hours. They're going to come in, do the 45 minutes of work, and then go, okay, what's next? Because if I don't have anything to do, why am I here?
Right.
If you're willing to pay me 8 hours or 45 minutes worth of work just to be in this office or in this job site or wherever, why wouldn't you be willing to pay me 45 minutes to get the work done for that same value? And then I'm going to get the hell out. If you're going to pay me $100 a day for 45 minutes, then just pay me for the $100 for the 45 minutes and I'm going to leave. I'm all good, man.
Right. Right. See, and as you read through this survey, it continues to get a little more, I would say, challenging too, is because management has identified it as they believe Gen Z lacks discipline and they quote unquote consistently challenge you. Why would they be challenging you? Let's just call a spade a spade. Why are they challenging you? Right? It's because you didn't set expectations in the front, right at the beginning. We were all dumbasses and said, yeah, I need you to do this and didn't tell them why, didn't set the expectation of what, when it needed to be done by, you know, the ins and outs of it. It's just, we had the expectation. This stuff just needs to get done. I don't care how it gets done. And then when it gets done, you get all pissed off because it got done and you expect them to sit there on their ass for the rest of the day. Like, really?
Part of that is, right, that the lack of drive one that I find very interesting, or motivation. Was there a drive one in here somewhere? Yeah, lack of drive at 29%. Okay. The older Gen Z, that 26 to 22-year-old range, probably has a little bit more wisdom and understanding that you got to do things in the workforce differently. But you get to that younger side, their lives have been completely scheduled since they were 5 years old.
Yeah.
They've been told what to do, where to be, how to do it since they were 5 years old. You're going to go.
Yeah, way to go, Gen X parents. You really screwed them up.
Hey, 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 hey. My two kids are very productive members of society. All I got to say. They are out there. They're thriving. They're doing well. They're receiving promotions. They're doing all the things that are out there. So I think I've done my job to
you have done your job.
Support that workforce out there to put good people out there.
Yep, you have. Didn't need you to take it personally. But that's all right.
Says the millennial.
Oh, we just had to add that in there.
Yep, I did.
So what else is interesting in this article?
Well, it's just mind-boggling to me. The other part I found very interesting was, you know, 1 in 8 have fired a Gen Zer within a week of their start date. Okay. Hire slow, fire fast. I get it.
Yep.
Without having a lot of the information behind this resume builder survey, I find this almost very news-like that it's been taken. There's context here, there's data here, and we're going to skew, right? Statistics. We can make it say whatever we want.
Correct.
I think there's some other stories behind here that don't necessarily get here because we got this clickbait scenario of 1 in 8 fired a Gen Zer within a week of their start. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you fired them because they didn't do the job? They didn't show up. They actually decided that you're an ass, and I'm not going to work here because they're not going to put up with it as much as other generations mm-hmm. put up with poor leaders in the past because they are challenging you, because they are saying, why are we doing it this way? Why can't I do mm-hmm. it this way? Why do I have to be here all day? Is that why they're getting fired? Because they're being disobedient?
Right.
There's just a lot of things here that you know, 65% say they more commonly need to fire Gen Zers than employees from other generations. Really?
That just sounds like poor hiring management right there.
So, and so Harry, who's been with the company for 40 years, who dogs it every day, but gets the work, right? He's got 2 hours of work, but makes it work every day and makes it look like he's working hard. I'm paying him an outlandish wage. And then Aaron, the new Gen Zer, comes in, does the same thing, doesn't have 40 years. Does that help me? Just help me understand some of the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. But we don't give him that grace. But we also, now there is one thing that I would generally say probably happens more often than not in this is on the Gen Z side, I do agree with that there is a lack of adaptability on their part, being able to adapt to a world that is consistently changing. The only thing consistent is change, and it happens every single day.
Right.
And when lives are so structured, things are so you are told something and it's expected that it's delivered, but then a minute later it changes. That generation, I genuinely believe, struggles with that. So I think it is important that Gen Zs understand that they need to be more flexible and open to change. And that really comes down to being in environments that will help them understand that. But you have to have a great mentor and a great, you know, boss or management that will help you understand that because they haven't grown up with that at all.
Right. And set, like we talked about earlier, set the expectation. If the expectation is, and the expectations need to be results focused. And this is where I think organizations have the biggest opportunity for attraction and retention and work-life
balance, right.
Right? If you set the expectation for results and those results are being delivered and they're meeting the minimum requirement, then cool, right? It shouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't matter.
Then what's the problem?
If you've asked for 100 and you're expecting 150 and you're only producing 100 because that's what you've expected, don't get pissed off because 150 is not being dropped.
Absolutely.
Right.
And too many people, too many businesses fall into that trap.
I went through I received a pay scale compensation survey from 2022. So pay scale got us subscribed to one of their surveys, and now I'm getting all their, you know, propaganda emails, et cetera. But the survey came back and I found it very interesting. So the quiet quitting piece to it, which is somewhat, I think, relatable to this lack of effort piece or drive that we're talking about with Gen Z, 85% of the organizations don't care about the quiet quitting, so to speak, because if the work's getting done, it's not a big deal.
Right.
And that's on a scale of almost 4,000 respondents with company sizes from 0 to 50,000 employees, right? A little bit different sample size, but I found that very interesting that, hey, if the work is getting done, expectations are being met, okay, cool. Whether it takes you 7 hours to do the job or whether it takes you 2 hours to do a job, they don't care as long as the job's getting done.
Right.
And where I think, so I think it changes. I think the Gen Zs, they don't want to waste the time because they'd rather have their time outside of the organization than the inefficiency and nonsense inside and just sitting there doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs.
Absolutely.
And that leadership piece is just, there needs to be some adaptation there as well on the leader's side.
Right.
And this, again, I think this is a skewed piece that may have some things into it that haven't come out appropriately in some areas.
Right. But it'd be great to get the data from this.
Correct. It would be very interesting to learn more, but I did not click the learn more button. So if there is one, resumebuilder.com, we will find it and go through it. But we found it very interesting for the results that you're providing as to what industries or sectors you might be dealing with.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Mr. Joel, cool. It's been awesome again to get in contact with you and have a conversation on this difficult Gen Z, prefer to hire millennials, et cetera. It's like, and I think it comes down to plug and play versus willing to change your organization.
Absolutely. Being able to adapt and change.
So, all right. Till we talk again.
All right. Awesome. Take care, man.
Have a great night. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.